We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys.
Jaeger bombs this weekend, fat boy?
Nah, I'm probably gonna. Yeah, no. Do something else.
Some JMO?
Nah, not no JMO.
Not beer. You don't do beer.
I found out.
I have to now.
Uh-huh. Jug hates Fireball. I found that out last night.
Well, he likes sweet tea vodka, right? If he were to drink.
If he were to drink, I would imagine he would have like a vodka water and some hot buttery nipple shots.
Some Fireball mini bottles to throw away in a parking lot.
See them a lot around here.
That must be the only one that people drink mini bottle wise now, because that is the one you see in.
Yeah, it's always stepped on and run over in every parking lot. Every parking lot.
Yeah.
You go to church and find them in the parking lot.
You getting tore up this weekend?
I mean, I'll probably drink at some point. I don't like to get tore up, though. It don't feel good.
No.
But I drink some.
But what were you saying about the thing that. It's a healthier way to get drunk? What was it?
No. Well, I don't know if there's necessarily a healthy way to get drunk, but it's something everybody needs to know if you are getting drunk or if you do drink. Because it's something that you've been lied to about your entire drinking life.
Uh-oh.
Jeez. Is it just because you're going out tonight, it doesn't mean the cops really are?
No, they are.
Okay.
If you're going out tonight, there. So are they. But beer before liquor is okay.
Hang on.
See, I never could remember which way it went, the saying. So I've done it both ways a bunch of times, and I've always been fine. But apparently it is. It's not just my gut. It's generally beer before liquor's fine. There's no problem with beer before liquor.
But what about mixing? Like if you have shots and stuff, is that going to make you sicker?
Not really. No.
I always thought it was beer before liquor about to stick.
COVID shots will, yes.
Oof. Yeah, beer.
I'm just kidding.
Beer before liquor, never been sicker. Liquor before beer, you're in the clear. See, that's not true necessarily.
In the couch.
In the couch, yeah.
But it's still, there's not a blanket statement for that, though.
No.
Everybody's gut's different.
Yeah. I think it's more about how much you drink, too. Like, if you shotgun three or four dark beers and switch over to liquor, that might not be good.
Yeah.
If you shotgun in Guinness and then you switch over to straight to neat liquor shots.
Guinness.
Well, Guinness is hell. Even the pale.
Yeah, I'm thinking about room temperature Guinness. You shotgun three of those, you're going to have problems.
The Irish car bomb.
Oh. What about the glass of water between drinks?
I was always going to stay hydrated, yeah. That's generally a good rule.
Okay, but I practice that one.
Thing is, yeah, you can drink. You can have a shot of liquor, then a beer. You can have a beer, then a shot of liquor. If you want to, if you're drinking responsibly.
You can have a bottle of liquor.
What, does it have anything on there about the two things available in Texas?
No, it does not.
I don't see any horns on your head. But
Yeah, so I just thought everybody who drinks should probably know that. Because I know a lot of people on Friday are going to get drunk later. Some of them already started if they work third shift.
Well, like, when is that not a thought? It was when you first started drinking. Like, ooh, I can't mix it. Like, as you know, get some experience. You're like, ah, hell, it don't matter.
For me and my friends, it was the availability. Like, the only thing you could get was beer. I mean, to get liquor was a whole different plane. You had to really, like, know somebody.
Yeah.
So that was the only reason why that was.
Breaking the seal is also a myth.
Breaking the seal.
But it's a very strong and powerful myth that has its like a psychological effect on people.
What? Which seal?
You know, breaking the seal where you try to wait as long as possible before you go pee after you start drinking.
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh, man, after I pee, I'll get drunk, but I'm fine until I pee the first time.
There used to be a bar in a town that maybe Fatboy lives in now where you pay a fee and you go in and drink all you want to, and then when you had to go pee, then you couldn't drink anymore.
Yeah.
And you had to leave.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense, though, because in chemistry they taught us that the aldehydes and ketones in the sugar that you drink in alcohol is what makes you sick and gives you a hangover.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, doctors say that was dangerous and illegal to do.
Yeah, they do. You can't make people hold their bladder anymore.
Lose your liquor license.
Yeah, you can't do stuff like that anymore. Used to be that's how the world was. Used to be just what happened in the world.
We only had access to a couple of liquors if we went to a buddy's house
mm-hmm.
and his parents because, you know, they never watched it. It was Canadian's Hunter's Whiskey and Everclear.
Oh, yeah, Canadian Hunter.
Oh. I had a friend that would sneak out liquor, and he would just put water back in the liquor bottles.
No.
God.
He'd sneak it out. At his parents' house?
Yeah, he'd sneak it out in mason jars.
We did that to my mom's vodka, so it was like practically water.
See, I'd mess up and do it to the crown. Yeah. Like, why is it clear?
Why is the crown clear now? You know what? You got to get something in a dark bottle at least, like a Jameson bottle.
JMO!
They won't notice the Jameson's clear unless they pour it in a shot glass.
What about eating will kill a buzz? Is that true or not?
I don't have information on that, but I know it seems like it would have some effect on your buzz to put some food on it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It would sober you up somewhat.
Makes you sleepy.
It does. It does. That's when, if you decide to eat a meal after you've been drinking, you ain't going to be up much longer.
Well, what about the other? Like beer munchies. That's got to be real.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I get those a lot.
Beer munchies are real.
Beer farts?
Oh, yeah. We get those a lot, too. Good ones.
But don't you get, like, Coca-Cola munchies, too? Like I'm saying, you just get munchies.
No, not really. Like, for some reason, when I drink beer, I want Vienna sausages, like a meat and bologna. That's beer and bologna.
Probably with those Vienna sausages more than anybody I know.
They got the ends now. You can just get the ends. It's all bites. It's a big can of bites. Vienna ends. Viner ends. However you say
it. You know, you make decent money now. Like, what? Why do you stay with this?
Whose check did you see?
What are you doing? Eating that and ramen noodles.
It's just like a comfort when you drink beer.
When you buy liquor, do you buy top shelf or do you buy the generic stuff?
It's usually just Jaeger.
Can't really buy that generic.
Yeah. I thought you were buying some Jameson, some JMO.
No.
Oh, okay.
But if I buy like tequila, it's usually stealing Cuervo. It.
Yeah, you like that one.
Yeah. What do you call it?
I don't like it. I mean, like a Jameson's here. I just don't like Jack. Jameson's tastes a lot better.
I don't like
the orange JMO.
I do not. Shut up.
Why don't you like
JMO? I like Wrangler.
You don't like Jack Daniels?
No, JMO's.
I got some Gentleman Jack at the house. That's good. In the liquor cabinet. It really is a cabinet full of liquor.
We sound like a bunch of alcoholics, but I swear. Somebody's going to drive to a meeting right now. There's got to be a church somewhere open.
Yes, there is.
Somebody's flipping their coin. I want a drink right now.
Where do they do them at now? Like the Friends of Bill W. Like, where do they do the meetings at now?
A lot of churches still hold them, I think, yeah.
Wow.
A lot of churches, like the churches that are really community-minded and active in the community, mm-hmm. like, you know, the way churches are supposed to be, a lot of them hold them.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like in movies where people would, like, it'd be the middle of the night, and they're like, I need to pray right now, and they just walk into the church and...
Because in New York City, in the middle of a rainy night, it's open. You can go in and pray.
Sure.
I don't know you can do that here.
No, a lot of the ones around here just open strictly open on Sunday and Wednesday.
Take a donation and come in.
Yeah.
I can also tell you the hair of the dog won't help you hang over.
Why is it called that?
I don't know.
Whoa, here we go.
The hair of the dog that bit you.
Yeah, I know that's the saying, but how did that expression come to be?
Why do they call it the hair of the beer?
I don't know. Nazareth was the band, right?
Yeah, Nazareth, now you're messing with the son of a bitch, yeah.
Yeah.
Originally, the expression referred to treating a rabid dog bite. You would take hair from the rabid dog to place it in the wound. That's where the hair of the dog that bit you comes from.
Oh, they turn you into one. That's awful.
I mean, it's making werewolves.
What the hell?
Lockins. Lockins.
Wow.
Pockets.
You owe me one.
Man, this guy texted 72341. Jack sucks. Old Smokey's cookie dough whiskey is where it's at. And when he said Old Smokey's, I thought he said Little Smokey's. So imagine, I'm thinking of little cookie dough hot dog weenies, cocktail weenies.
That might be better, actually.
It might be.
Oh, man, you ain't drinking moonshine.
Cookie dough flavored? Popcorn Sutton is going to come haunt you forever.
He's going to haunt everybody's best recipe, too.
God. Cookie dough flavored.
Yeah.
I want a little smoky liquor now. That'd be good. Barbecue liquor.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet baby arms.
Good things. We used to have a friend when we was 1,314 years old that would sneak out Thunderbird and Mad Dog when he was cleaning the old store that he worked at.
Oh. I just found out it ain't Mad Dog.
No, it isn't. It's Smoking Davis.
Yep.
Who was it? One of you blew my mind the other day telling me that. I was talking about Orange Jubilee, and you're like, you know, it's not Mad Dog. That was just the street name for it.
Yeah, I can never remember, but my mom used to call it Mogan David when I was a kid.
Mogan?
It was Mogan, right? Mogan David?
I don't know.
I think it's Mogan David, what she called it.
Dudes who made it.
Orange Jubilee, man.
And the blue, it looks like antifreeze.
And the red one?
Yeah, they had several different.
Oh, the blue one was full.
They have a green one that's really antifreeze, right? Like really, I mean the color of.
Right. Oh yeah.
But the blue one just looks like that looks dangerous to me. It looks like I'm gonna start glowing. You're gonna be seeing glowing from inside my body if I drink that.
Nuclear active.
Well, I got radiator fluid.
This text wants to know if the girl jumps up and down after sex, will that reduce her risk of getting pregnant?
I think so. It's proven, right?
I thought it was stand on the head.
Oh.
Not at all.
No, that's if you want to get pregnant.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Did it backwards.
Yeah.
You're having sex very strange.
Also, if she sleeps standing up, less likely to get pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's true.
Yeah. All right. We need to break.
Yeah.
All right. 1-800-774-0093. Anything you want to talk about? 1-800-774-0093.
Maybe you love Vienna sausage as much as Fatboy does. You can get on his side of that.
Or maybe you want to be like me and correct them both and say they're called Vieners.
Viener sausages.
Vieners.
Maybe you want to recommend a flavored whiskey we won't drink.
Oh, that cookie dough.
Hey,
it might be delicious. I'm sure it's good.
It might be, but God.
It's not for me.
Bless. Okay, 1-800-774-0093. Sarai's got...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Good morning, everybody.
Rise Guys.
Thank you. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. Happy Friday. We're doing some open phones. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. Let's go to John Landis. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
How's it going?
Huge fan, longtime listener of the show and podcast.
Oh, thank you, thanks, sir. Man.
Yeah, so my question's for Non. I know you like Jameson, but have you ever tried Glenlivet?
Oh, yeah, man. Jameson's just available everywhere, so I like it, and I generally stick to it, but I like other ones.
Yeah, I like the higher notes of it. It's not as harsh.
Yeah.
I guess you'd say.
Yeah, but I like, you know, part of the reason I'm slamming shots of neat Jameson's because I don't like myself, so it can't taste too good.
Ah, yeah. Come on.
Oh, I'm kidding.
I don't know. You are.
It's a manly drink.
I was raised that it's supposed to hurt a little bit.
Yeah.
But no, it is good, though.
There you go.
Did you know that?
Another question. Are you?
Yeah.
Well, are you guys going to start doing more of the podcast, or is it still weekly basis?
You're breaking up.
I think you might see a little more frequency to it, maybe in the future.
It's just very hard. I was telling somebody this the other day, and they looked at me like I was crazy. To go and do 4 hours like this, where we go all out, and then to go do like an additional hour afterwards.
Yeah.
I know it's just talking, blah, 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 but damn.
It's hard to move your head around that much, in and out, into one mode, and then back out, and then back in.
Burn out.
Yeah.
I'd rather just go and come up here like once a month and do like five of them in a row.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah.
What's wrong with that? One long conversation.
I'm down with that. That might be a better approach to getting
be done with it.
A little more out, too.
I saw this thing. Speaking of drinking, I don't like the name of the band, and I also don't like their music. It's Dan plus Shay.
Oh, yeah. Dan plus Shay.
I don't get it. I don't understand the fascination. They're real big. Not that the environment and stuff doesn't matter. Like I said the other day about the stuff with the plastic is kind of crazy right now when you find out that, like, they're catching fish that are a percentage made of plastic now.
Oh, yeah.
And it, we have it.
Like, we're all some percent of plastic.
A little bit of plastic. So I saw this thing where Dan plus Shay, whichever, I think it was Dan, you know how it's always been crazy when rock stars or whoever puts on their band or their concert rider, like, we want this in our dressing room and this in our dressing room and that. People were kind of shocked that Dan plus Shay don't have a rider. They don't have any requests.
Really? Not a one?
And they recently appeared at a, let me see if it says here where they were at. It doesn't say where they were at, but they didn't have anything on the tour rider. So the manager of the venue says, hey, you guys, what do you need? It's like, we just need a microphone and our instruments is all we need.
That's great.
And he said, well, can we at least bring you some bottles of water? Absolutely not.
No plastic.
No plastic.
Oh, we're one of those.
Oh, he goes further. They're like, well, do you have anything we could fill up for you? And he's like, sir, no offense, but these hands are my cup. And the dude goes over to the water fountain and then, now look, you know it's bullcrap. But he makes it a point to go up to water fountains and put the water in his hands and drink it up out of the palm of his hand to help save the plastic.
He's doing all the work.
He's making a personal difference, I guess, in his life. But as a collective, it ain't enough people to actually make a dent.
I don't know that it would. I don't know that it would ever.
Yeah, he can at least have like a metal cup or something. Be fine.
It's too important. I mean, look, the way we get rid of it and all that stuff, like, pardon me, the thing about, the trash I forget where it is. Is it Haiti that we send all the recycled plastic to? And that it went on to say that plastic bottles can only be recycled 3 times. So you have it in your mind, this preset, that plastic bottle there has been a bunch of bottles,
yeah,
a bunch of times, but it's only been it can only be a bottle 3 times before it breaks down.
Oh, yeah.
Weren't we taking New York's trash?
Jerseys, here? I thought. Somebody. One of somebody from up north.
But I think Jersey's taking New York's, and we're taking New Jersey's.
So are we, so they're, it's like oil. They're like selling it to them, and then we're buying it from them, and then we're using it.
Yeah.
Now, this is super local to upstate South Carolina, but we were taking people's coal ash, too.
Oh, yeah.
Why are we taking everybody's stuff?
Well, to do, what are we doing with it?
I guess keeping it to dispose of.
We're just holding it until they want it back.
God. What, like, what happens to that stuff? Like, I know that burning it is not good. Uh-uh. But it's also, like, a great advancement. Like, that's part of why stuff isn't made the way it used to be anymore. Like, cars. This buddy of mine told me the other day, well, you know old Josh, he said he calls them Tupperware cars now. Because they're all just like plastic pieces.
Disposable.
Like, yeah, like,
yeah.
That's the whole thing now. Everything is disposable.
They're really not meant to last over 10 years. I mean, think about it.
Well, nothing is now. It's like there's there are kill dates on your electronics you buy. I mean, not official kill dates, but they know how long this stuff's supposed to last. And it's engineered to not last a very long time.
Yeah.
Like anything from your phone to your earbuds, all that stuff is... I mean, it's those batteries have a certain number of charges in them. Could they have more? Absolutely. But they want you to buy another one.
But he's like, you look around this room right now. If they outlawed plastic, oh, God. I mean, yeah. Look everywhere around you.
Everything is, man.
Yeah.
Everything is plastic in here.
I'd have to go back to a pencil to write with.
Yeah.
You'd have COVID, too, because we wouldn't have the screen here.
That's true. We'd have to have real glass. Can't afford real glass.
I'd be drinking Cherry Coke Zero out of the palm of my hands.
It ain't like we're going to make our own chips. So, you know, we'll be dependent on somebody else for these electronics.
That's another thing. I try to think about that, and I'm like, God bless it. Why don't we don't have the same made in the USA kind of mentality anymore. Why don't we just learn to make computer chips?
Why do we need Taiwan?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I mean, I guess because it costs more to do stuff here. Because people get paid a lot more money here than they do there.
Oh, for sure. Well, see, there again, I don't know. Because I saw another thing the other day, and it's like, God, you can't argue with numbers. And it was saying how the median income in America is this number. And then they showed some other countries. I want to say it was Malaysia. Is Malaysia a place where they pay people to work?
Somewhat. I don't think a whole lot.
Well, you know, some of these countries don't. And it was saying they make, let's say it was $6,000 an hour or a year.
Wow, I want that job.
But once you break it down and what we pay taxes and cost of living and cost of goods, they make more than we do when you break that down. And it may not have been Malaysia, so don't Google it and tell me I'm a liar. But it was a country like that. And it's like, but it's the perception of it, too. It's the perception of seeing something like this bottle. What's it say real big? Just as big as it says Coca-Cola, what's it say on the side? Real big.
Recycle
me. And there's the symbol. But I can only do it 3 times.
Yep.
Where's the rest of it go? That's kind of wild.
It is, man.
You know, they were selling them, but a lot of the other countries weren't buying it. So I don't know where they're being sold to now.
Computer chips?
No, the plastic bottle that you had in your hand that they were selling the plastic to.
They're using them to make carpet fiber now.
Really?
Yeah.
Like pants and stuff, too, probably.
Yeah, probably. But I know a lot of your Berber carpets and stuff are just made out of plastic bottle pieces.
Are they in a playground somewhere? You know how they do the ground-up tires?
Oh, yeah.
It's bouncy now in the playground.
I told you Goodyear now sells recycled tires to a company that makes tennis shoes out of them, and that is no joke.
It's awesome.
I've seen a pair, I think.
Goodyear tennis shoes. Hell yeah.
Makes you bounce.
Hell yeah. I'm sitting on Dubs right now. That'd be great if Nike come out with some that's got some freaking hydraulics in them. You can sit there and hit it right when you got up to the goal.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the shock shoes.
They make
red struts on them.
No, somebody's making tires now with like Goodyear in them, like Goodyear rubber in them. I think Skechers makes Goodyear tires or shoes.
Oh, okay. You said tires.
Oh, yeah. I meant shoes. It's Goodyear tires.
Out of Skechers shoes?
I saw Rusty Wallace in the TV commercial for shoes made of Goodyear tires.
My God.
Yeah.
Rusty.
Hey, I could see him wearing Heelys. Paige.
Yes.
We got a whole hour of the FOF line coming up, but just before that, what you working on in the play?
Do you think you have a long life expectancy? Because I'm going to talk about the worst foods that you've eaten that could shorten your life next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Oh, God.
My I'm Lord. Sorry. I know, man.
Boom.
Like all this whole fun talk we're talking about. Now,
oh. Oh, this ain't going to be good for anybody in this room.
I hope to God Viners is on this list.
Oh, I know.
Better not be.
All right, we'll get to that next in your Rise Guys headlines. Happy
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Guys. Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige with you, and we begin with this. Your lifespan. And believe it or not, everything you eat day to day can affect how long you live on this planet.
Hey. What are some of the things?
Well, experts at the University of Michigan, they calculated the health burden of different foods. And these are very common foods that you may drink on a regular basis.
Oh, I love drinking food.
Food and drinks. So, for example, soft drinks will take away 12 minutes in your lifetime.
That's a good joke.
Each one? God.
I should be dead already then. I should have died a long time ago.
Yeah, take the life expectancy and work them all back.
Yeah, if soft drinks take that much time off your life, I should never have been born.
You like a double cheeseburger every once in a while? Yes. Every day? Well, that's going to take away 8.8 minutes of your life.
Well, the aspartame in soda is not good for you. It's supposed to not be good for your brain.
Yeah.
But I still drink it. I still eat cheeseburgers like hell.
Remember the movie idea I had, if that was the thing, where there was some kind of, like the movie with Justin Timberlake, where the time was on your arm?
Oh, that was a good movie.
If you could do that with food, so every time you ate or drank something, you could see how much time it took off of you, and then you could see also how much people just don't give a damn. They'd be like, man, I've only got 2 hours left, and that slice of pizza is an hour and a half. Like, time is money. So yeah. What in the future, if all currency, that one world currency they're talking about, is just time?
Time. You trade time.
I believe it's called the North American currency. Us, Canada, and Mexico.
Can be called Trump coin.
Oh, God. It's worth $1 million.
It's
worth
huge.
It's worth so much money.
All right. Well, every pizza that you order takes away 7 minutes of your life?
Now, is that's per slice of pizza, not whole pizza.
Yeah.
Do we? Okay.
Well, you don't eat a whole pizza at once.
Shoot.
Bull.
Well, not in one bite.
At least half.
Do you have any alternate stuff here? Like, I'm wondering, like, what a grilled chicken breast would do. Like, obviously, anything you consume is going to...
Something healthy.
But it's still going to take away some time.
Unless it gives you more. The healthy foods give more time.
Well, let me finish with...
Well, there's an herb called that. Yeah. I wonder if I eat a bunch of thyme today, if that will help me live longer.
Right.
Bacon takes away 6 minutes of your life.
Per strip? One strip?
God dang. On a double cheeseburger, too.
Yeah. Give me two strips. Imagine Baconator. You lost a lot of time. You lost like a year.
Would you like the thick applewood?
Yeah. Or the thick hickory, man. The thick cut. Yeah. Wright Brothers thick cut bacon. Let me get a discount club.
Okay, cheddar takes away 1 minute.
I like mild. I got mild cheddar in the fridge now, sliced.
Sharp's 2 minutes, I bet.
The worst thing that you can eat out there is the hot dog.
Hot dog.
Hot dog is not good for you.
I've had four this week.
Hot dog. Four hot dogs?
Yeah. Wow. For breakfast. Not on the same day.
You ain't going to make it through the FOF line. We need you here for that.
Well, every hot dog eaten shortens your lifespan by 36 minutes.
That's a lot for a hot dog.
I've had a Hot Pocket 36 years.
Now see, that would also have to include, what, things like bratwurst and Vienna's would probably be on that level.
Barbecuing's not regular. Or the jalapeno.
Wait, is it the nitrates in there?
They make flavored Vienna's. No, I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. I get the reduced sodium.
You get the smoked ones? Somebody texted in about smoked Vienna's.
No.
I imagine you would get yours in, like, heavy syrup.
Oh, God.
It's all water.
Like the stuff used to be on top of the deviled ham when you'd open the can.
Oh, yeah. God, that jelly. Yeah. Congealed whatever.
It's congealed fat, yeah.
Oh, ham. You got Hormel jelly.
So,
we've all eaten deviled ham, too, with the white wrapping paper on it.
Yes, man. Yeah. That became, like, a staple.
Oh, yeah. It was somehow fancier than potted meat food product.
Potted meat.
The crackers. So, it wasn't even club crackers. It was saltines.
Saltines.
Matt asks, how do you combine foods that would add minutes to your life if you're taking away 36 minutes?
Yeah.
Cocaine cookies.
So if you're going to eat a hot dog that's taken away 36 minutes, you might want to add a portion of nuts that can add almost 26 minutes to a person's life.
What kind of?
It just says nuts.
Almonds, probably.
I love almonds.
Some walnuts.
Almonds. I love macadamians.
Mm-hmm.
Love those big ones.
So French fries?
Big nuts.
Brazil nuts?
Yeah.
They're not as bad as you think because potatoes are healthy and that can add 1 minute to your life.
I like fries.
Yeah. So if you eat a bunch of fries and a hot dog, it cancels out eventually.
I knew it.
I don't believe that.
Avocados?
Really?
Two minutes? Avocados. They're good.
I like doing up some Frenchies in the air fryer.
Yeah. Steak fries.
Minutes. Oh, you get the Nathan's or the waffle? Oh,
God. Tomatoes.
Or the smiley fries.
We'll add 3 minutes.
Noodles and tomatoes. I like that, too.
Pepperboy talking about food is like a kid telling you what he wants for Christmas.
He's so happy
like,
right now.
Smile on his face and his eyes are kind of glazed over, but not in a, intoxicated way, just intoxicated on happiness.
Yeah, he's just happy.
Do you like bananas?
Yes, love bananas.
All right. Well,
I'm
going to
get one downstairs in a minute.
Eat them every day because they can add 13 minutes to your life, as well as baked salmon.
Ugh.
So if you really wanted to add minutes to your life, the best choice that you can make is eating a peanut butter and jam sandwich.
I had one of those earlier.
That will add 33 minutes to your life.
What about if I had peanut butter and jelly?
Probably slightly less.
Same thing or no?
Probably slightly less. You want jam for some reason.
Yeah.
Unless just, I don't know.
Goober and grape, probably not the same.
No.
Furburger take years off your life too.
It will.
It will.
Also chafing.
Well, PBJ has 15 grams of protein per serving.
Get you a P&BJ sandwich.
Somebody said they make buffalo vienna's too.
Oh.
And 13 grams of plant-based unsaturated fat.
Could you imagine those farts? Buffalo Vienna farts? God.
No.
You feel like you're in pain.
I just kind of want to try some now just to find out how bad it is.
I know.
The farts, I mean.
Serious question about this. There's protein in semen. What does that do?
I don't know. Building blocks.
I don't know where you can buy that. It's very expensive.
Gary Collins.
I don't know the nutritional effects of
that. Go rob one of the banks, Paige. What do you I mean, I'm just.
I'm sure. I don't really know exactly. I'm sure.
That's probably where all them Impossible Burgers are coming from.
Mm-hmm.
It's soy-based. Air quotes.
It is not a good nutritional source unless you have a very large amount.
Oh, I'm about to pass out.
No.
Give me an IV, damn it.
Give me a four.
If you went up to somebody and said, I really need some protein, I mean, that would be like really strange to say to a random person.
Yeah, I need a protein shake.
Yes, please oblige.
I told him Mike was falling off again.
It's another earthquake down there in
you don't mind, do you? I can't provide that for myself. So kids who play sports end up with more grit as adults. And that's a good thing if you have a little bit more grit in your personality and life.
The kids who play sports got that dog in them.
Yeah.
Got the dog.
Hunger to win. So researchers, they did an online study of Americans and asked them to rate how gritty they think they are.
Brown sugar grits.
Gritty. A
couple scoops of butter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a hard worker, I'm diligent, and I never give up. Those are the people that have grit. And it turned out that people who played youth sports were more likely to agree with statements like that, that they're, you know, they're willing to complete a task.
Yeah.
So youth sports, I mean, that's like little league.
It definitely helped. Mm-hmm. I don't know how good the foundation turned out, but it definitely gave me one for, you know. I don't know why we can't get that. Like, when I played football, everybody on that team was equal. I don't care size, color, whatever. And then
skill level.
But definitely. But outside of that, though, like, there was division within the school.
Yeah.
And you see it anywhere. But when you're on a team, it's like this thing of, like, you know, you see past that. It's the damnedest thing. I was telling somebody the other day, I was like, you know, when I was in high school my senior year, there was talks of a race riot. And in the football locker room, you didn't hear anything about it until you got outside. It was so weird.
Yeah. It helps to have a winning football team to bring everybody together, but everybody on the team themselves.
We should have got something for not participating in the race riot and – you know, we only won the one game.
Yeah. I mean, been playing youth sports does, I mean, it helps build a little bit of confidence in yourself and gives you a little bit of competitiveness, or it should. But, you know, a lot of people are either way too competitive or not competitive at all. And you should have a little bit of that in you, but not too much.
Part of mine, though, and I've said this before, it's because I was being bullied real bad in middle school.
Yeah.
And my dad and cousin Brian suggested that I play. And then I will have, they said, you're going to have friends all 4 years.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, wow, that's, you know what? It totally worked out really, really well.
A support group, because those are your team members, you know?
Yep.
They got your back. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Never got me laid, though, playing high school football. Never.
That comes with the winning.
Track now. That was the play.
That was it. Yeah.
Throw me around like a shot
javelin.
Put.
You did field.
Yeah, I did field. That's right. Not David, though. All right, thank you. But I would. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it's Friday, and you know what that means.
Oh, I know what that means. I'm excited.
Ooh.
The FOF.
Is there heat?
Yeah, but not on us.
Oh, okay.
God bless. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not inviting it, but I just say this. If there's any on me, throw it at me. Yeah. Like, I don't care.
All right, well, next week's going to be all Matt Man heat.
Okay. I was going to say maybe a lot of people listen to us like us.
Yeah, I mean, look.
We're well liked, you're right.
This one's angry, man, but it's not at us. Thank God.
Okay, all right.
Like, this guy coming up, his buddy asked him for money. You will not believe what he asked him for money for.
What he asked him for. And plus, we got the mom who had the freak out in the car line.
Oh, yeah.
I hate that she had the issue, but I love that she instantly thought of us.
Yes.
In the moment.
Good.
864-241-4318. It's Friday. The FOF line is next. Morning, everybody.
This is what awesome sounds like.
The Rise Guys.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.